This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and France today agreed to upgrade the India-France relationship to special global strategic partnership. There were a total of 21 outcomes. Both sides agreed for establishment of annual foreign ministers' dialogue for regularly reviewing implementation of the elevated partnership and Horizon 2047 roadmap. Both the nations have also agreed for launch of India-France Year of Innovation and India-France Innovation Network. Delivering a joint statement with French President Emmanuel Macron at Mumbai's Lok Bhavan, Prime Minister Modi asserted that this partnership is not only strategic but also one for global stability and prosperity amidst today's unstable global situation. Mr. Modi stated that relations between India and France are very special, with France being one of India's oldest strategic partners.
Bharat aur France ke sambandh bahut hi vishesh hai. France Bharat ke sabse purane strategic partners mein se ek hai. और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है. इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं. ये पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है. आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है.
Both the leaders virtually inaugurated the H-125 helicopter final assembly line at Wemgal in Karnataka, set up by Tata Advanced Systems in partnership with Airbus. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and France's Minister of the Armed Forces and Veterans Affairs, Catherine Vautrin, were present at the site. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that technology exists to serve humanity, not replace it. He said the end goal of technology should be welfare for all, happiness of all. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said, "Today AI stands at a civilizational inflection point." He said it can expand human capability in unprecedented ways, but it can also test existing social foundations if left unguided. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years, addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today.
Young people have come to this summit in a very large number. I interacted with many startups, interacted with many students who have come from various colleges. Some people have come from far away places. So huge response is there. We can see the enthusiasm. It's palpable. We can see the interest of the global leaders. That's visible. We can see the investment opportunity that is today countable. It's going to be probably over next 2 years, more than $200 billion worth investment is likely to come.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said AI is transforming the entire art of storytelling. Talking to Akashvani News at India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Jaju said that huge disruptions are coming in through artificial intelligence in the entire creator economy.
I have seen the kind of films made by young creators who do not have access to funds, who do not have access to studios, and are now able to tell their stories making use of the technologies that are available through AI. So it's a huge positive for the segment, and it is going to democratize storytelling. A lot of our storytellers who were not able to convey their stories for lack of money now can take their stories globally and can further the soft progress for India.
The Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairman Tariq Rahman today took oath as the new Prime Minister of Bangladesh, marking a fresh political chapter after nearly 18 months of uncertainty under the interim administration led by Muhammad Yunus. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Nepal defeated Scotland by 7 wickets in Group C match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tonight, chasing a target of 171 runs set by Scotland. Nepal made 171 for 3 in 19.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.